our differences created pointless attitude, creating a divide that would make some want to conquer. People hold too hard onto their personal belief. If only they could wake up and feel some kind of relief, to have faith in the base of a scoop.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are live on Hive Radio right now.
They don't see that they're being controlled, that they're the puppets on the strings. I'm not a conspiracy theorist or an idealist. I'm just a spectator of ignorance, arrogance, greed and stupidity. Global warming, I'm feeling the humidity. All of our problems are man-made. They're not real, they're fake. They're as pathetic as heartache. I'm not blind. I see the great things that we've created, that artists have illustrated, and that musicians have orchestrated. But the hate and greed and control that tarnish these creations make me need stronger sedations. People always thrive for a dream. The grass is always greener. It's only the case for the dreamers. Declare war on the government. See that girl, give me a twirl. Forget the shit, dig a ditch. Debate and argue. Fight your corner, day and night. You'll be fighting for the rest of your pathetic little life. Describe the problems we've created, the societies and the systems. Go into the Amazon and chopping down trees. There is no cure for this full-scale disease, for it's immune from what is actually real. I wish not to be sucked into futile arguments or debates. There's no point. It's like pissing in the wind, or fist-fighting a brick wall, or arm-wrestling Biggie Small. You have to pick the battles that you fight, even if you know that you're always fucking right. That's the problem with all of this shite. The biggest voices, real opinions go unheard, like the class clown or the class nerd. People ignore it like they've heard it all before, like listening to a fact is listening to a chore. Life seems so surreal as I'm sat on the floor watching a posh bitch eat veal. Everyone's a conformist, just another number on a database. Personality is irrelevant, they're just trying to save face. But can you keep up with the pace? If this life is a head-to-head race, it's all in the thrill of a chase, and we're wasting millions of pounds going to space when there's people that can't even eat. After all, we do deserve a treat, so let's research into bombs and train armies to kill and act like we've got something that we need to fulfill. But you know what I say? I say we should give the G8 Summit some LSD and see what ideas come to the table. Give them an Xbox 360 and the latest Fable. Show them some talented youths and bring them out of their isolated booths. And that's how we declare war on the government.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Hive FM, Hive Radio, our new poet has just entered the building. So what's your name?
The Noisy Lizard.
Can you do us another one? Okay.
A completely different one.
Revolutionary poetry, the Noisy Lizard turned up for the ReSpace conference just before the mayoral hustings. Just talking while he finds the next one. This is Hive Radio.
People think that things matters. People say that they are a scientist, a footballer, or an astronaut. They think they're better because they have a PhD or £1 million, because they give to charity, or that they read the Bible. It's a lie to say that we're all equal. A starving Ethiopian child is not equal to their prime minister unless stripped naked and put in the Antarctica. I wish to test this theory. Although I say it's a lie, to say we are not equal is... Although I say it is a lie to say we are not all equal, it is our status, the life we have created, that is not equal. Our minds at birth before influence and even language are introduced are the purest and most equal things that there are. I wish I hadn't had the influence and language in my life that I've had. I'd rather live in a cave grunting, thinking to listen. I'd rather live in a cave grunting and have to listen to the bollocks that people think matters. That was one that I wrote ages ago, and that's the first time I've ever read it out.
Do you know what it reminds me of?
I was trying not to use the swear words.
Hive FM, we are with the Angry Lizard and...
Noisy Lizard.
Oh, sorry, I got it wrong.
I know the minimal impact upon this planet I shall have, but impact is impact. My life will have happened, that's a fact. Join the system, fight for a cause, earn money, drive a nice car, travel the world, make your voice heard, lie in the grass, soak up the sun, run a marathon, scream and have fun. Waste not on ill feelings. This chance, don't stare at the past, just glance. Understand the relevance of the irrelevance, the point of your struggle, the story of your battle. To understand, to find it inside you, to believe. Take gratitude of this overwhelming knowledge. Worry not about what the pretty girl thinks. Worry not at all. For a life spent worrying could be easily a wasted one. A penetrating resemblance to the life of millions. I understand the minimal impact upon this planet I shall have,
but impact is impact. My life is happening and that is a fact. Join the system or fight for a cause. Be a spectator or dictator. But make sure that you understand the relevance of the irrelevance and inspire people to be inspired. Waste not on ill feelings, but take gratitude in your knowledge. Dream relentlessly of fulfilling your dreams.
Live in the studio with a brand new revolutionary poet, the Angry Lizard.
Noisy Lizard. Oh. The Noisy Lizard. I'm not angry, I'm just noisy.
I'm an angry lizard. Oh,
yeah. Oh, no. Is it still recording, is it? Still recording. So now, the Noisy Lizard, not the Angry Lizard, the Noisy Lizard, is going to read a poem called I'm Simply Living. I'm Simply Living. I'm not a writer or an artist or a musician. I'm simply living and an appreciating beauty in all of its forms. We're blessed with this life and I plan to live it, to embrace it, to enjoy it, to love it. I try not to get sucked into the system. No one person is right in every way. No one's beliefs are completely right, but those of hate are wrong. Why waste your life arguing and hating? This energy is negative. Live for the positive, or it'll pass you and you'll have wasted it. Why ruin other people's chances to live as well as ruining your own? Learn to coexist in peace. Otherwise, what's the point? A penetrating resemblance to the life of millions. Unexpected expectations. Pre-discovered realizations. I hope one day this will be what once was the becoming of. I am yet to see the light, but dream relentlessly of when my day will arrive. The day that finally I am alive. When I have achieved what I need to, when people believe, when I inspire rather than be inspired, when I lead rather than be led, when people ask what path to tread, and I feel alive rather than dead. Oh, you can tell I was in a bad place when I wrote that.
Encore.
Let me find some more paper. Are we allowed to swear on the Hive Radio, or are we on censorship?
Yeah, you're allowed to swear.
I'm allowed to swear. The Noisy Lizard is allowed to swear. He's going to get bleeped afterwards. So, all children, cover your ears. All right then, I'm going to change the word so I don't actually swear. This song is called "We're Ducked," but we have. Ah, oh, it's so hard to. I've got to do it properly, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to swear. Kids, leave the room. We're fucked, but we have to techno shit. We've probably fucked the planet beyond repair. Who knows how much longer for us this earth can care. There's probably only a few decades left before the real despair. But how could we have ever been free when we were always slaves? Getting our self-gratification from illegal raves. A good satisfaction from a dirty stack with a nice clean base. But just stop for a second and remember where we are. And how it's us humans that let things go too far. The suspense in a techno drop makes my skin tingle. When I see smiles on the dance floor, it makes me want to mingle. I'm a hardcore stamper on the planet's dance floor, and I stamp my feet like that's what I'm here for. And be sure from your dancing that a difference was made, because we cannot let the underground scene fade. Put the sweet techno beat and my feet aside, people on this planet are being taken for a ride by the elite who aren't so discreet about the fact that they lie and the fact that they cheat. The insanity of monarchy laughs at democracy. It's beyond comprehensible hypocrisy. Apparently, if I put a flag in some land and say that it's mine, that would be a crime. Might mean that I can make a nice rhyme, but pay attention, because that means someone saying that the earth is mine, and is shouting it's mine. It's mine for the oil, mine for the gold, mine for the coal. Fuck this earth, we'll get a new one, it goes too slow. Plus if you go far up north, it's cold with snow. But joking aside, the problem spread wide. Run and ignore, but you can never hide. The leaders of your land have lied. They're stealing your resources and you don't even seem surprised. But it's all of us that will die when the sea levels have risen and the dolphins and polar bears have died. But instead of helping, some people just stayed inside, moaned, complained and cried. Well, I say to those people, stop with the tears, lose the fears. Open your eyes, open your ears. Stop focusing on irrelevant careers. Don't live to work or work to live. Live to be alive and feel feelings inside. I said, don't live to work or work to live. Live to be alive and feel feelings inside. Apply yourself to helping one another. Each human is your sister or brother. Different embodiments, but the same as one another.
Yes.
All right, so that was We Don't Have to Techno Shit. And this next one is The Evolution of the Revolution. This is The Hive. Big up Ned, Jay, Phoenix and the crew, Respace crew. This one's called The Evolution of the Revolution, The Noisy Lizard Still. The step in evolution that allowed our manifestations to realise free will was a revolution so profound with complexity that would lead to eventually the creation of understandable communication, leading to an urge for self-gratification. The chemistry of this evolution caused a global debate, and the end result was pollution. The blatant corruption of certain cells caused an eruption of hate, greed and separation. The frustration of tension of communication between the patience of nations will forever continue unless we break down the conditioning. This is only possible if we keep resisting and insisting that people start listening. Being as one requires the loving affection of human connection. The frustration of the tension just gives fake society protection. They train us to hate and defy our connection. From our youth, they planned our detention and the prevention of our liberty to distract us from the change in their humidity and give their fake banks fake validity. Our compliance gave their plan solidity, but we can smash that plan with solidarity. Hopefully, with the self-reflection of humanity as one, we can create a connection with love as the core, with love as the core, because we really are one, and Earth is our dance floor, and being alive is a pleasure so far from a chore, and I look forward to the rest of my chance to have a noise, and I'll always be grateful and make lots of noise. And to waste the chance to speak is shameful. We should all feel full of kind and not hateful. And at the finale of my human manifestation, I'll be proud that I didn't bleat like one sheep in a 7 million strong herd. I literally stamped my feet and I fucking love this world. And I'll be grateful if with just one person my words held some worth, but mostly grateful that gravity kept pulling me to Earth. All children, cover your ears. Portsmouth Vegetable Association. The glue holding the society together, putting the unity back in the community. And the next one that I'm going to read out from The Noisy Lizard is called Right, so still on Hive Radio, right, The Noisy Lizard. Trance and techno. The trance, dance and techno hop are integral to life, and I'll try and tell you why, and I'll try and make it rhyme. Take what you can from the genuine innocence, grace and finesse of your trance state dance. Reconnect with the connectivity of the floor before you. Disconnect from the relativity of the space around you. Take the trance, feel the tingle and stamp. This is the space to create a perfect expression of your aggression, an opportunity to relieve futility and create an exchange of love and unity. Connect with our guides from above with a peaceful approach, for there are things that humanity needs to know. The floor upon we stamped the repetitive beat is a sanctuary to the naked feet. We don't lie, steal or cheat, and we won't sheep bleat. I said the floor upon we stamped the repetitive beat is a sanctuary to the naked feet. We don't lie, steal, cheat, and we won't sheep bleat. So we're outcast from the normal playpen of society, but with the unity in our community, we can say fuck you to attempts at authority. We just need to convince the majority that they need to say sorry and dance to chants in a quarry and use land that is wasted to play techno, lose their shit and let go. Stamp feet to repetitive beat, sanctuary for the naked feet. I'll never do a sheep bleat. Use wasteland to pound techno, occupy quarries to dance to trance, take to the forest to skank to jungle, but do it together in a loving bundle.
Techno shit.
We're still on the Hive Radio, PVA, holding the society together, unity in the community. Big up to Bree Spay, the Hive, yeah, all those people. And the next one, still the Noisy Lizard. This one's called Your Position on the Definition. Your quantifiable definition of your position on the burden of love has the worth of a panda's premonition. For the vast expanse of the conscious that we inhabit is indefinable. It's undeniable that the mystery of the history of our chemistry and all its complexity is held together by beauty. The feeling of irrelevance is irrelevant as we fly through space. We aren't in a race to chase the limit of our ability. We have a base called Earth with potential sustainability. It's our collective responsibility to stop the hate and change the humidity. It's our collective responsibility to stop the hate and change the humidity. A conscious self-reflection can create a strong connection, even if just in your section of the collection of the human conscious. And we actually are one. Marley wasn't mad. We're single cells in a beautiful, expansive organism. The organism that is compiled by the cells we inhabit is called humanity, and it's insanity that vanity controls society. We have endless love, creativity, and potential for unity, yet we've created a concrete complex, and we exhibit scrutiny on the things that go behind our humanity is only validity. Society is suppressing our creativity and the natural flow of the connection. Take this into account, and on intense reflection, we're living a lie that causes unnecessary detention and prevention of essential and basic rights. One side of the coin always wins, and the earth can be used in this metaphor as people stand there crying, what are we here for? So it might seem like I'm a dreamer, but I couldn't be realer. I live in a world of frivolity, but I'm just never consumed with the reality. You decide your own direction. If not, you've got the wrong perception. Take a deep look into your own reflection and realize it's you that's looking back. Take steps to get off the on track. Be passive and forgiving, because life is massive and ever-giving. Dreams couldn't be realer. We live in a world of fantasy. I can integrate into any community, ones of grandeur and frivolity, and those of desperate poverty. So, yeah, that's it for that one. That was the noisy lizard on the Hive Radio. Big up to the Hive Radio.
So let's do a little interview. What are you planning on doing in Portsmouth?
We're planning on opening a similar project to the Hive Dalston. We're a social enterprise focused on just bringing people together in a positive way. We're going to try and open a community of a holistic community space for people to be able to come in and be creative, as an alternative place to go to the normal venues that we have. We're going to try and provide some free services, and we're going to try and do some skill sharing, things like that as well. We've got a lot of other ideas. We've got some affiliation with some good organisations. We've got a lot of local support. We're already known in Portsmouth quite well. We're a chameleon collective, not just the noisy lizard. I'm the noisy lizard, but I'm just representing chameleon collective. Chameleon collective is everybody who wants to be a part of it. It's everybody and anybody. It's a shame that in Portsmouth there are over 9,000 empty commercial buildings, and something needs to be done about this. And that's why Respace Projects are such a good organisation, because they're not just focusing on their own projects, they're focusing on trying to respace not just in London, but respace anywhere possible, because in England there's well over a million empty buildings, and yet we have homeless people on the streets all the time, and they've got nowhere to go, and it's just such a shame. And I mean, we can make a little difference, and if we can spread that word, then eventually we can make a big difference. The thing is, empty, if your building's empty and you have to pay full rates, if it's occupied by a social enterprise, your rates go down to 20%.
Would you like to
just smoke both? Yeah, definitely. I'll put my laptop up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Hive Radio. And this is the Noisy Lizard. I'm going to be doing a little bit of a... this is the Noisy Lizard on behalf of Chameleon Collective from Portsmouth. We're working with Respace Projects to try and open one of the, like, we're trying to open a Hive in Portsmouth.
Hive.
The Hive Dalston, check it out. It's thehivedalston.org.uk. It's a Respace Project. Basically, what these guys are doing is taking over empty buildings and using them for good community purposes, and that's what we want to do in Portsmouth. So I'm going to do a little bit of reading for you. This poem by the Noisy Lizard of Chameleon Collective, it's called The Rare Chance of Free Will. The rare chance of free will is something special. These rare opportunities of free will that we have been blessed with has the potential for connectivity that we could be caressed with. There are real substances in the chemistry of the complexity that holds together our entities. So people alter their minds with drugs. This isn't a mystery. It helps give humans validity. Interconnectivity between the kind of humanity can plant seeds that create root movements. So plant the seeds and witness the momentum. And following this series of events will continually keep bringing you back to the present tense. I'm going to have to read that verse again because I messed it up. Interconnectivity between the kind of humanity can plant seeds that can create root movements. So plant the seeds and witness the momentum. And to following this series of events will continually keep bringing you back to the present tense. A seed will grow, and if cared for, will forever continually blossom.
If you can't police yourselves, you need police.
Right. So is all of that you just said actually Mike can hear us?
Probably not most of it. I'm way in the distance.
Way in the distance. Yeah, it's obviously not live. You're going to edit this out after.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not a history expert, but I'm alive and I'm a part of the collective. The collective I refer to is the collective of life. And don't let this be limited by your mind. for all existence as alive, trees, carrots, cabbage, and bees hives. So appreciate, sir, so have respect for all life, and you'll be repaid by the rest of the kind. But it's crucial that you remember the planet you ride is alive, and that and is beautiful if fully connected, if you fully connect yourself with this life. Being a being with feelings inside can be surreal, but it's real, so accept it and feel. Being alive is a great change, and we need to survive so that we can dance, unlock the potential of our minds with a beautiful trance. We can use love to create a connective trance and appreciate true romance, not just speculate with a wishful glance. We can ourselves be a part of the connected romance and lose ourselves in a positive trance. Because from the point of view of an onlooker of Earth, we're fracking our chance. I just hope if onlookers approach, they witness a connected trance. But as we stand, they could tell that we're fracked just from a glance. And if we do meet outsiders, I want them to see sustainability. Because not just as a species, but as a planet, we have ingrained creativity. There is an ingredient in some types of mushrooms that make magic. And to ignore this science is idiocy and tragic. Focusing on technology and astrology to me is a strange psychology. We get handed broken branches of ancient philosophy and mythology, and people think that this makes existence definable. I believe it's undeniable that our existence is indefinable on a level that we could all perceive. And if I'm wrong, then the knowledge isn't worth the grief. That was a noisy lizard reading the Rare Chance of Free Will on the Hive Radio. The next one I'm going to read you one straight off the back. It's called Psychedelic Intoxications. Again, it's the Noisy Lizard. We're on Twitter, at the Noisy Lizard, and we're on Facebook, Chameleon Collective, Shameful Media, Blair out there. But you may as well follow us, like us, do whatever it is you want, cuddle us, kiss us. But this one's called Psychedelic Intoxications. Certain combinations of psychedelic intoxications can lead to revelations of imagination, causing realizations that lead to beautiful creations. The realizations caused by psychedelics can be beautiful inspirations. The profound inspirations can lead to unfeasible motivation, creating compassion for nature and a curiosity for an explanation. I have a strong belief that over billions of years we've evolved. And whilst this was happening, the planet constantly revolved. From magic spores inhabiting our planet, over billions of years these spores evolved, and all this time the planet still revolved. Some problems were created and some were solved, but the planet constantly revolved as we constantly evolved. Problems were caused and problems were solved. The spore that evolved into humanity has grown wildly and vastly. The first steps in communication must have been corrupted, or the spores had spread too far as part of the planet erupted. Then the realization of free will came when the spore had begun to evolve further. This realization caused plausible communication, but the spores had spread and evolved at different rates. But regardless of opinions, they're pointless debates. Whether we evolved or were created is neither here nor there. Being distracted by the futility only causes despair. I beg of people to listen to other people, and care. Because to put up these theories aside, whether we evolved or were created is neither here nor there. Being distracted by futility only causes despair. I beg of people, listen to other people and care. Because to put these theories aside to help is fair. Books about theories of what, why and where are causing widespread misery everywhere. So let's stop preaching our theories, join together as a species, protect the planet we ride, forget ego and pride, welcome the refugees of all the countries pillaged by our armies, stop drilling the earth for oils. We already have enough greedy spoils. This earth is rich with nutritious soils. We can sustain this ride through endless space if we just reduce our waste. They teach us the irrelevance of our personal elations, whilst teaching us to enjoy humanity's elations and properly celebrate positive occasions. But the powerful elite make us need stronger sedations as they ban the plants that can literally save lives. Some people cannot survive, finding it hard to stay alive. Be resilient with your knowledge and you'll survive. I like to blur my mind from reality and discover new dimensions and release frustrations, but this can lead to arrogance, ignorance, greed and hate. We need to realise that so we can choose our fate, decipher the future, whether we're feeling shit or great. The discovery of new dimensions can help pend intentions. People see not what people see what is fiction and lose the addiction to finding the definition. Parliamentary politics is just imaginary bollocks. Jump off the bandwagon and step off the on-track. Strut proudly in your birthday street. Keep a solid core to your fruit. But as we build concrete complexes all over the land, people need to resist and make a stand. Unite as one, withdraw the need for strong sedations. I just wish everyone could see the devastation caused worldwide by our so-called democratic nation. All wars and armies are just tools for the rich to control the poor. There are no real sides in a world war. It's just poor people fighting the poor. While the line drawers line their pockets with the profit from rockets. Every time a gun is fired, a corporation makes money. That's disgusting. It's so far from funny. We should strive to maintain and sustain life, not overrule with hatred and strife. We need to stop making guns and weapons and start building schools and hospitals. With over a million empty buildings in the UK, I think it's mental that rental costs can cause people to commit suicide because brainwashing made people believe that they couldn't decide. The elite truly take the disadvantaged for a ride. I've seen the depth of the cuts and I'm surprised more haven't died as the so-called leaders of this nation have created mental patients. And that was the Noisy Lizard, and that's all I've got for the psychedelic intoxications. I've got a lot more stuff, but I'm going to have to sign off now. You've been listening to The Hive Radio. Check out www.thehivedolston.org.uk. Check out Chameleon Collective on Facebook. Join the Portsmouth party scene. And speak in a bit.